a faith that I associated so much negativity, I've been told, were for really bad people. I never thought I'd be exactly that, but the complete opposite.
I realized after accepting Islam, slowly they started to stop replying to my messages. It started to get a little bit blunt, and I 100,000%, Allahu Alam, believe that is the main reason is because I am a Muslim, and that's it.
I remember opening the Quran to any page, and the first verse that I read in the Quran was, "How many more signs do you need? You have been warned!" Exclamation mark. And when I read that was a miracle. I can't describe it. It shook me up so much.
My name is Benjamin, and I'm a revert. I'm a Chinese revert. Alhamdulillah, I've been a Muslim for around about 2 years now.
Assalamualaikum, everyone. My name is Anita. I am a revert from Hong Kong. I have been a Muslim since 2019, so it's been almost 6 years.
My name is Talha. I'm a Vietnamese revert, and I reverted 1 year ago, alhamdulillah.
Hi, my name is Adrian. I'm born and raised in Hong Kong. I'm Chinese, and I've been Muslim for a year.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Jason. My Islamic name is Jamil. I've been a revert for approximately 10 years. I'm Chinese background.
Growing up, I was told to stay away from Muslims. I guess some of the teachers at a Christian school, they'll say Muslims were like the terrorists or they're bad people. I know my Aussie dad, he used to tell me, son, don't ever bring a Muslim girl home. So, alhamdulillah, here we go. How things have changed now. Yeah.
I would say I grew up in quite a racist society, environment, that we actually had a lot of Muslims. There's a big Muslim community. I think most of them are asylum seekers from India, Pakistan, Syria, and all that. And there was actually a building that where they were living there. And we were told that don't go close there because they can be dangerous. You might get yourself in trouble and all that. So that was what I've been taught about Muslim, and especially since 9/11, I was like, oh wow, I couldn't believe like these people are like, I've been known them as terrorists since.
Being born and raised in Hong Kong, the media that we would consume, all I saw was, you know, terrorist organizations, 9/11, and child marriages. That's genuinely my perception of Islam growing up. So yes, like I do agree with this. I was told to stay far, really far away from it. We often walk past a lot of masjids in Hong Kong. There's a total of 6. And it was always a mystery, you know, like you kind of looked away and, you know, kind of shied away from it. I never thought I'd become Muslim. That is true. That is very true. Not even 2 years ago, I was called out for the really bigoted and really disgusting things I've said about Muslims. I used to think Muslims were wife beaters, were rapists, and obviously I regret those words every single day, and I get reminded by them, you know? And alhamdulillah, I never thought a faith that I associated so much negativity, I've been told, were for, you know, really bad people. I never thought I'd be exactly that, but the complete opposite, that it has completely changed my life, alhamdulillah. And I just wish that everyone gets the opportunity to experience a fraction of what I experience every single day.
There were signs, you know, throughout the years where I'd meet a Muslim person, they would tell me this and it would stick to my head, it would stick in my heart.
It was actually a miracle what happened. I had a negative position about all religions And I was arrogant as well. I was like, I don't need a man-made religion to tell me what to do, what not to do. Out of all the religion that I had the most negative perceptions about was Islam. You know, 9/11, Bin Laden, extremism, terrorism. That was my perception of Islam. One day I experienced a miracle, and this was like after a brother started giving doubt to me on and off. At that time, I wasn't receptive. One day I had dinner with him, and I still remember that day clearly. Like, I still had the same attitude. Don't talk to me about religion. Don't talk to me about Islam. Don't talk to me about God. Then I meet another brother for the first time at that dinner. And that was a life-changing moment, because like this second brother that I meet for the first time, the way he gave down was very different compared to the first brother. And it actually got me thinking. And I was thinking, even though I was trying to avoid Islam as much as possible, I was thinking, what this guy is saying, it makes Islam just started to make logical sense. You know, what this guy is saying, he's speaking the truth. And then I took my Shahada afterwards, a couple hours after dinner. And I still clearly remember the whispering. Shaitan was whispering things like, did you do the right thing taking the Shahada? You know, you don't have to be a Muslim. You don't have to pray 5 times a day. It's much easier being an atheist. I remember opening the Quran to any page, and the first verse that I read in the Quran was, how many more signs do you need? And I remember when I read a bit more in the Quran, it said, how many more signs do you need? You have been warned! Exclamation mark. And when I read that, that was a miracle. I can't describe it. It shook me up so much. And that was exactly what I needed.
I find it difficult putting on a hijab. It was actually very difficult because I had so much fear. But then I think it's really just I'm the only barrier. I felt that. And then it was actually just recently in November, it was after what happened in Gaza and all that, I felt like there is nothing else that really that mattered that much. So I thought Allah is the only way and I must just do it. Because what fear is this? This is no fear comparing to what people are experiencing there. Initially, actually, when I first put on the hijab, I thought there was one fear, is that I might attract like danger to myself or my family, because you know what's happening around the world. But then I actually got a lot of nice things happening. I feel like that's what I felt like. I get a random salam from stranger, which is so nice. I wasn't even paying attention. Suddenly I heard salam and I just look around. I'm like, oh, okay, that's so nice. And then I just say, wa alaikum assalam. Yeah, I guess when they see me, they're just very delighted to see Asian face in hijab and Muslim. The only hard thing is maybe I do get some comments from friends or family, like they'll say like, oh, you don't look nice, oh, you look weird. But it's okay, like, you know, like they'll say anything anyway, because even before I was not wearing hijab, my mom or my sister would say that, oh, like, I think you have to fix your hair. Like, I think they'll just make comment anyway. Like, whatever you do, if the people's attitude is they would like to judge or criticize, they'll just do it anyway. So at the end, just whatever that pleases Allah, just do it, because that's what matters.
I faced difficulty from my family when I accepted Islam. Yes, alhamdulillah, I faced mountains and mountains and mountains of challenges when I accepted Islam, and it got to a point where my mum was going to kick me out of the house.
In the early stages, within the first year, there was moments where my parents would have threatened to disown me, you know, kick me out of the home, no, don't want anything to do with me, thinking it's too extreme. My mum was probably worried I was going to become a terrorist, who knows what.
I think it's only natural when you change the way you live that there's going to be some pushback. Funny thing is, when I told my parents I was Muslim, the first thing my dad said to me was, and I love my dad, don't get me wrong, he's extremely supportive of my faith now, but just out of ignorance, he said, oh, what are you going to join ISIS now? And he really sat me down and said, don't go to the Middle East and fight that war. And I'm like, wait, what? I was, you know, I didn't know how to react, you know, just based on my extremely limited knowledge after I took my shahada.
I'm pretty much thinking when I was a fresh revert that these people, they're going to, if they die in this state, they're going to be going to the hellfire. So I freaked out and I was trying to tell them fact this, fact that, using my logic, using my intellect, but subhanAllah, it wasn't a great way of doing da'wah. And when I spoke to my friends that I was freaking out about this situation, they told me to have patience because Allah is with the patient, alhamdulillah. When it comes to da'wah for your parents, it's not all about logic and intellect, but it's more about your character and showing them that Islam is the person you are, not the things you know.
I remember I was on the doorsteps of Masjid, Belmore Masjid, like that's where my usual Masjid, and I was talking to Sheikh Safwan, who gave me my Shahada as well. I was like crying in tears, like, wallah, that night I probably had to sleep in the Masjid because I couldn't go home. And I was asking for advice, I was asking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the advice he gave me, which I still remember to this day, he said, giving da'wah is like stroking your beard. If you do not look after your beard, it's going to go everywhere. So you need to stroke it, you need to comb it, you need to keep it straight. But when you pluck it too high, when you put too much tension, it's going to break and it's going to hurt. So in terms of giving da'wah, this is the same advice. And that really opened up my eyes and changed my mindset of how to give da'wah to my family. Picking my moments, and especially with my mother, especially with women in general, you just have to be a little bit gentle. And now my family is, they're very happy that I become a Muslim. And even for my own mother, like, I was so happy when after Ramadan, shortly after Ramadan, she took her shahada as well.
I have lost relationships because I am Muslim. Yeah, this is true. This is very true. There was plenty of strain, because when you accept Islam as your way of life, it's almost like people take it in the wrong way. They get offended. Like, oh, you're saying how I live my life is wrong? You're saying you're better than me? You know, I used to change a diaper. Who are you to tell me how to live? These are all things that have been said to me, and yeah, it caused a lot of strain, but alhamdulillah, I've even lost a few family members because of my belief in Islam. And these are people that have had a really, really strong influence on my life and have helped raise me.
My best mate since kindergarten. Subhanallah, I actually thought throughout the years of school that me and this guy would never part ways. Yani, we were closer than this, you know? Our families got close. You know, our friend group was very close, subhanAllah, and I loved him to death, and I still do. May Allah guide him. He's a Christian brother, and I realized after accepting Islam, slowly, slowly, and there was a couple of more mates like this, slowly, slowly, they started to see me posting about Islam, they started to see me becoming a stronger Muslim, and slowly, slowly, they started to stop replying to my messages. It started to get a little bit blunt, and I 100,000% Allahu Alam believe that is the main reason, is because I am a Muslim, and that's it.
I had a girlfriend when I was around that time, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but you know, after I became Muslim, I knew that I had to give it up. It was very hard. In fact, I actually tried to give her dower and tried to invite her to Islam as well. You know, just like a lot of other people, like a lot of negative impressions about Islam and terrorism, extremism. Oh, why did you become Muslim? You know, Muslims do this and that and blah, blah, blah. So I was hopeful that, you know, if she was receptive and became Muslim, inshallah, yeah, maybe we can get married, but that wasn't meant to be. But yeah, it was a very hard conversation. I broke down in tears. It was very, very hard.
I struggle with things from my past life. Doing haram with my friends, it got a little bit hard to let go because I was so used to that lifestyle. And I was actually in a haram relationship that was very hard to let go. She was born in a Buddhist household and she was baptized when she was younger, but growing up she followed the Buddhist way, and every time I brought up the concept of a creator, she told me that she never believed in a creator, she doesn't believe in God, she doesn't believe in any angels, she believes that, you know, the typical atheist argument that science created the world. Allah says in the Quran that lawful for us to marry is women of the book. So this is Jews, Christians and Muslims. And she didn't fall under any of these categories. It was a while where that was on the back of my head and I thought I could make it work somehow, and I tried to force it at a couple of times because I did really love this girl and she did really love me. After dropping every haram, this was one that stuck with me for a long time. I made moves, alhamdulillah, and I trusted in Allah because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those who drop a haram for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it with something that you never even imagined. So this is something that gave me reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's something that helped me take that next step to dropping the haram.
Chinese love pork. Growing up, I used to eat a lot of pork, barbecue pork, roast pork, bacon, you know, all that sort of stuff. And alhamdulillah, like it wasn't hard to give it up.
I was told that Islam is a religion for Arabs. Not necessarily. I don't necessarily agree with this because being in Hong Kong, if you guys are familiar, a lot of kids nowadays are raised by Indonesian maids. So alhamdulillah, the two sisters that raised me, they're still with us today. I just saw them a few days ago. They were Indonesian, so I was always aware that they were Muslims. But what that genuinely meant, I had no idea. I just know that when they left the house, they covered their head. That was it.
Personally, with me, I actually thought at first that Islam was only a religion for the Arabs because all the Muslims that I knew were Arabs, right? But then learning about Islam, slowly I realized that there is no border in Islam, there's no country in Islam. If you're a Muslim, you're a Muslim, and that is the most important thing. And when I started going to masjids as a revert, I saw that Arabs were actually the least percentage in the masjids, subhanAllah, in some areas, you know. And there was Asians, there was Australian people, there was Germans, there was Bangladeshis, there was Indians, Vietnamese brothers that I see sometimes, alhamdulillah. There was, you know. And through learning about Islam more, I realized that Asians actually have the highest population percentage in Islam. Allah says in the Quran that this Quran is sent for all of mankind. And all of mankind means me, it means you, it means the Arabs, it means the blacks, it means the whites, everyone. Everyone together.
I feel welcome in the Muslim community. Yes, I think definitely, like especially when people know that I'm a revert, like usually women will come give me a big hug, like I'm a stranger, like that is like such a nice feeling, like a stranger. But then they see me as a sister, that's why they give me a big hug and knowing that I'm Muslim. And yeah, I remember that was the time when I was dining with my parents and I was speaking Chinese and then in a halal restaurant. So the owner came to me, she asked me, oh, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Hong Kong. I said, oh, are you Muslim and from Hong Kong? I said, yeah, I'm a revert. And then she just like put a biggest smile and say, oh, mashallah, and then just give me a biggest hug. And then I think my parents were like a bit shocked as well. Like, whoa, why did she do that? Like, I think they had that feeling, and then I just told them, oh, it's okay. Like, yeah, they're so happy that I'm a Muslim. So, yeah. But yeah, in general, alhamdulillah, my brother and sisters, they're very nice and kind to me.
As a Chinese person, the way I was raised and the ethos I live by, I found that Islam actually resonated most with the way I was raised, with the exception of the roast pork, the barbecue pork, the alcohol, right? But all these tenets that we were raised by, respecting your parents, you know, being on time, this and that, all these you find in Islam and more. Islam only adds to our culture, it doesn't take away from it.